Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Lisa Magnuson's here. Lisa's a new friend. She's a corporate strategy expert and helps people with their growing their top-line revenue numbers, and she's the founder of her own company, Top Line Sales. She's, like me, a former Xerox employee, so we have that in common. We also have in common that she's an author, and the book I have in front of me is called The Top Seller Advantage, Powerful Strategies to Build a Long-Term Executive Relationship, and she's our new friend, Lisa Magnuson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and it's good to talk to a former Xeroid. It's funny, I've got more than two. You're with along with a couple of other my members, my Brain Trust members are former Xeroids, and we sort of have our own. We still have the same dialect from the working for the company, and it's fun to talk to you. So tell us about one of the things that I was telling the audience before you got here is that with all the high tech and all the stuff we got going on, John Nesbitt was right. We still want high touch. Relationships still matter, don't they?
Well, I heard a little bit of that before the break, Jim, and absolutely, I couldn't agree more, and especially when you're talking about executive relationships, which has sort of been top of mind for me lately with the book, but you know, you have to have a long-term view if you want to cultivate executives, and I think small business owners are in a great position to do that. They're actually in a unique position to do that, and they have the ability to kind of capitalize on those unique abilities. So I couldn't agree more.
I worked for one of my sponsors for years was IBM of my show, and of course the people who are my sponsors, we work with them differently than a lot of media outlets do. You know, we're not just advertisers; we actually work with the companies themselves. And I remember doing work for IBM, and the guy I worked for said, you know, Jim, what I like about doing business with you is when I ask you to do something, you don't have to consult a committee. he said you just do it. In fact, after a while, he finally said, Jim, are we mistreating you? Are we abusing you? He felt like he was working this too hard. I said, bring it on, man. I said, we love the business. And you know what? He and I haven't done business with IBM in years, and he and I are still friends.
Yeah, which is great. You cultivated that executive relationships, and small businesses are flexible. They're nimble. They're flexible, but also the small business owners are executives themselves, and so they know what it's like to run a profitable business and keep their customers happy and try to have products and services, you know, that are cutting edge, and how you have to balance all that. So they have the exact same concerns as the executives that they might want to cultivate. And the other thing about small business owners is, and their salespeople can take advantage of this as well, is that I find that they're usually well-networked. They know all other small business owners.
Yep.
They might be part of a mastermind group.
Well, the truth is that's how you get to meet these people to start with.
Yeah.
These people are busy today. It's hard. The firewalls they put up in front of them. They used to put screens up in front of them. Now they put firewalls up in front of them. And getting through those is not like knocking on the door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Exactly.
Right?
No, it requires an incredible strategic, kind of a long-term planned strategic, you know, approach. And yeah, because it's and even if you get to them once, and this is what my book is about, because for 30 years I just kept observing the same thing over and over again. Even if you get to them once, how do you leave that door open?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we know that doing business with big companies, so if you're a small company doing business with big companies, you have to understand what the big company rules are. And we know that 5.4 decision makers are involved with every big company transaction, an average of 5.4. You've probably heard that statistic from CEB. Well, one of those is definitely going to be an executive sponsor. I deal with it all the time with my small businesses that I work with. And so if you know that, then how do you have that planned approach to get to them? And when you get to them, what do you have to do to keep the door open like you did with your IBM sponsor?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the only way that you're going to be able to cultivate that executive and have that executive relationship over time.
They've got to believe if they give you their time, even if they like you, even if they think you're a friend, they've got to believe with every interaction, they've got to believe that you're their partner, that you're not going to create a problem for them, that you're actually going to help them grease the skids for what they do. And if you do that, they'll always be glad to see you coming.
Yeah.
But as you said, if you don't recognize that, if you ask them for a decision without recognizing that they can't make it until they talk to three other people, then you're not greasing the skids. You're blocking them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And they're not going to want to see you coming next time.
No, they just literally won't open their door. I mean, one of the things that I included in my book is actual C-suite executive interviews at the end of most of the chapters. And I basically ask them the same question, not exactly the same question, but almost. And it's, why would you take a meeting with a salesperson or a small business owner? What would make that meeting valuable, and why would you keep the door open to them?
Hmm.
What would cause you to take a second meeting from them or their company?
What do they say?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So if you put them all together, they basically say the same thing. They've got a version of the same truth, which is what you just said. You know, you have to add value. Don't be selling. Don't bring me a PowerPoint. Talk in my language. Talk about the things that I want to talk about. Talk at my level and understand that, you know, what I perceive as risks and challenges. And if you add that kind of value to them, then they will leave the door open.
And one of the things that I did, that I want you to address when we come back after the break, is I wanted to talk about their customers.
Exactly.
If you help your customers
industry,
help their customers. That's the key. I need your website, please, Lisa.
www.toplinesales.com.
And the book is called The Top Seller Advantage by Lisa Magnuson. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.